The statue of Tara is cast in one piece of solid bronze that's been covered in gold. We knew she must have been dazzling when she was seen under the Sri Lankan sun. And even now, when her gilding is rather worn and she stands in the cool light of Bloomsbury, she still has a compelling lustre. She is about 3/4 life size, and she stands, as she always would have, on a plinth, so that as you look up at her, she benignly gazes down at you. Her face tells you at once that she comes from South Asia, but that's not the first thing that strikes visitors as they look at her. She's got a quite impossible hourglass figure, and her upper body is completely naked. Her full and perfectly rounded breasts float above a tiny wasp waist, while below, a flimsy sarong is draped in gleaming folds which cling to and beguilingly reveal her shapely lower body. So you'll hardly be surprised to learn that when Tara arrived at the British Museum from Ceylon, as it was then known, in the 1830s, she was seen as so dangerously erotic and voluptuous that she was at once put into the storerooms and kept there for 30 years, visible only to specialist scholars on request.